Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We'd like to do this every Monday when Malibu Dam is not taking care of his wife and daughter at home.
When he's available.
Or doesn't have other engagements. And he's with us, Malibu Dan, yeah, everybody.
Yes, I'm all hottie-totty, no coldy-woldy.
Stump the Monkey session. If you have a simple question for Malibu Dan, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Joining us tonight, and hopefully every night, that Danny's in here from The Simpsons, from Cheers, from Taxi,
from
the Tracy Ullman Show.
Lucy.
From Lucille Ball Show.
Good times. Different strokes.
Sam Simon, everybody.
Yeah.
Guy's worth probably $150 million or more.
He wrote.
But it's north of
that. Would you say maybe more?
What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? He wrote that.
And the Norm Show. Norm McDonald.
But where's Norm?
I was a director on the Norm Show.
Where's Norm?
Did Norm finally call you?
I saw Norm briefly a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Lori Joe came to pick up a table at my house.
Oh, is there a breakup?
And he, what?
If someone's coming to pick up furniture, it sounds like a breakup.
No, I was moving out of the house.
Yeah,
he's rebuilding his house.
All right.
And I just saw Norm real quick, and I haven't heard from him since.
Did he say hi to you?
He did. He acted like there was nothing.
How many times have you called him where he has not called you back?
50.
Wow. That's a lot.
Well,
I usually call
a guy
three times. He doesn't call me back. It's over.
It's just three.
It's not over. I just don't call anymore.
Well, it was always kind of sporadic, you know. But
it didn't seem sporadic because you guys would be in here all the time together. It seemed actually quite consistent.
I don't know. It seems. Something's going on. I don't know.
Did you ever call him crying?
I left a tearful message on his machine. Should I send him flowers? Ask him what? No, I think I said, aren't you my friend anymore? I probably said stuff like that.
Oh man.
Do you think I'm putting too much pressure on him?
I just want to talk to you.
You're not my friend. Are we friends?
I wouldn't worry about it, though. You know,
you're friends. You're fine. Yeah, if you call Tim.
I'm hoping I'll see him Saturday. I was asking if he's going to be playing in that thing Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Big tournament at the Commerce Casino. I'm playing in that thing.
All right.
5 o'clock on Saturday night.
So let's do some signals. We'll play as a team. Yeah, well.
I try to mark the cards before I play.
Can you do that?
No.
People do it.
You can, but you shouldn't.
No, but I mean, people do.
Signals?
Play. Oh. Well, yeah, they do.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and then.
How about if I start twitching? I got a good hand.
For those of you listening, Tim is doing something that would probably be caught.
You
know, if you want to start raising, one of us has a great hand. We'll just put we wouldn't actually do this, but they put their cards a certain way on the table. And,
is that right?
Sure.
Let's do that. Clean up.
Well, I don't want to do that.
All right. It's a celebrity poker tournament. They're using celebrity real loosely this year.
Very loosely.
They're inviting radio guys. Excuse me.
Oh, wait, is this a tournament you're doing on Saturday?
World Poker Tour, right?
Yeah, I think Jerry's going to play in it.
Oh, yeah, Jerry's.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, Jerry's
playing. So
it's
celebrity just got even looser.
Oh, board ops.
Board ops.
It's the Hollywood board op show. It's not the board op tournament. Jesus Christ.
It's good to see you, Jerry.
Last year at my table, I had Anne Heche, Lou Diamond Phillips, who I busted out.
Weren't they married?
No, they were never an item.
Anne Heche?
Lou Diamond Phillips was married to a chick, though, who...
Looked like Anne Heche?
That was Lori Diamond Phillips that she was going on.
No, he was married with a chick who then went for chicks.
Yeah, that's right. His wife left him for Melissa Etheridge.
Right, who was... Oh, okay, all right.
Very good. I think
that's cool.
So, yeah,
listen, if your wife's going to leave you, that's not a bad chick to leave for, huh?
Well,
Was it her?
I don't know.
Would you rather your wife leave you for a female or a male?
Doesn't matter. As long as she left. I'm just kidding.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Kidding, baby.
Hey, now.
All right, so Sam Simon, how are we going to work this?
I brought some money.
All right, how much money did you bring? How much cash do you have on you?
I'm not even feeling very smart tonight, I'll be honest.
All right, here's Sam's
reached into
a wad of...
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of cash.
No, it's not as much as...
Do you know how much that would say... Can I touch it?
Do you have $10,000 on you?
No,
they're 20s.
You know, Sam's, they're not all 20s.
I think we usually
this
play...
Is, there used to be a colorful expression.
Jesus. Can I touch it? Yes. Can I just touch it?
Hey, Dan, the money.
Oh, God.
See, he didn't know I wanted me to touch it.
If Malu Dan ran out of here with that wad of money right now, would you try to prosecute him?
Well, you know, this is Stump the Monkey. That would be one of the stupidest crimes ever.
But let me ask you an honest question.
What?
If Malu Dan left the station with that much money, and it looks like there might be $7,000 there, would you try to prosecute him?
No.
You would not?
No.
Now, this is a good friend.
But you would not be as friendly with him next time you saw him?
No. I'd be mad at him, but I wouldn't send him to jail.
Danny, I would never take...
Get out of here with that dough. We got it on tape.
I feel very uncomfortable ripping off anything that you might...
No, I've had people... I've had assistants that...
Oh, stole from you?
Absolutely.
How much? Big time?
I had an assistant, honest to God, talk about a stupid crime. She took my credit card and charged a car.
Oh, my word. How did you...
thank God that's not traceable.
I know. What happened? Did you get the bill and wondered what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. Did she think you were going to go like this? Let me see. Costco, $129. Gelson's, $219. Yeah. Mercedes of Encino, $48,000. Cleaners, $42.
What did she buy?
I don't know. It was like a Ford, but it's like $25,000, something like that. And she said... She was gonna tell me, and she was gonna pay me back.
You fired her, right?
Yeah.
Did she give back the car?
Was she hot?
Yeah. What?
Did you give back the car? Like, I mean, did you give the car back?
No, I mean, I got the money back.
Oh, you did. Oh, yeah. Is she hot?
Was she?
Yeah.
Not really. No.
Oh, boy.
What's
a single guy doing hiring chicks that aren't that hot?
For assistance?
Yeah. What's going on with you?
No, really. I want a good assistant. I'd rather have somebody that can get my DSL line fixed.
Okay. All right. All right.
What do you want? Like,
all right, Mallet. Now, here's what we do.
I love it.
All right. Sam Simon. Right. Now, we usually do this for charity, but you give so much money to charity, I don't think that works. Sam Simon will be the decider, the sole decider, whether you are going to have $100, get $100 for a correct answer or not. If he thinks the question's too easy... You're out.
He can disqualify it.
Yeah.
Now, can we regulate the worth?
You want to do it that way, Sammy?
That's fine with me. I have to say, I wanted that thing where I could decide what... There's no such thing as a question that's too easy. I realize, I appreciate, I do want to have that rule, but it is amazing to
me. If someone says, what color is, means go on a light, well, that might not be a $100 question. Would he be able to then say, okay, it's worth $20 or everything's worth $100?
It's $100 or nothing. But you could do this. If you say, yes, $100 on the table, and you don't get it right.
Right. I have to give him the $100 back?
I think you got to give him $100 back.
Fair.
All right. Okay.
But then Sam, because then.
So he can get into negatives?
No, let's do it. You want to do a straight way where he can only benefit?
What if the money went to something like the American Nazi Party?
All right, so, that's a little tough.
What? No, I mean, but something bad happened too. Like there was a negative thing if Malibu didn't get the question right.
Well, I think it's just negative if he doesn't get
the
money.
Let's do what you said. We'll try that.
We're going to ask the question to Sam. Right. If Sam thinks that Malibu Dan will not get it, or that it's too easy, whatever, then if he does get it, you'll give him $100.
Right.
All right.
Now, if we go into negatives, do I start owing him money?
No, I don't think you can owe any money.
You can't lose.
All right, here's a sample of a question. Here will be the first question, okay? I'm going to ask you.
It makes him nervous and worse when he sees the money.
I do. So. Okay. It does.
Name me.
Put it out there. I'll spread it out.
Two things.
Okay, already the $100 is on.
Okay, $100 is on.
All right. When you said two
things. Give me two things that you know about Mike Huckabee.
Oh, dear God.
Maybe one.
He was a crook? he's a senator.
No.
Is he a congressman?
No.
Oh, wait, is he running for the Republican Party?
Oh. Is
he one of the Republican candidates?
Yes.
Okay, that's right. And he is a Republican.
All right, but you're out because the first two things are wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he a crook?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if he is or not.
Right. Some would say, though. Right.
He has not been accused of that at any point.
Are you serious?
Okay. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Last night, the Oscars were handed out for achievement in motion pictures.
Oh, dear.
What is the award called for achievement in television?
The Grammys.
Okay. Aww. We got to wait. Sam has got to give the heads up or heads
no,
down.
But you don't know what the award for TV awards.
So I'm assuming the Grammys is wrong?
Grammys is music.
Oh. The Grammys, the Oscars, and the...
You're in show business.
Well, not really. I sell ads now, but there's a reason for it, too. There's a reason why I got out of the industry.
The awards for television are...
The Oscars, the Grammys...
And the...
Hold on. I know it's a big deal.
For people in TV? Yeah.
You won many of the... You won
How many do you
some
have?
Of these. He's got a whole wall full.
I've got a few of them.
So you've seen them?
Emmys.
There you go.
Yay! You got tons of Emmys.
Uh-huh. Emmy Awards. How many do you have?
I think I got about a dozen.
Ah, excellent. Yeah. Look at you. All right, Malibu Dan, we're going to take some calls. But again, Sam has got to give the thumbs up or thumbs down when it comes to how hard it is.
So he's already down.
He's down. It's two.
A negative two down?
None right. I'm just
okay.
Miguel on the 405. You're at 97.1 Free FM.
I'm feeling very good today.
Hey, what's going on, Easton?
What's up, buddy?
All right, I got this one. What does DVD stand for?
Digital video.
No. This is not. Sam, you want to give him $100 if he gets all three letters right? Okay.
Yes.
$100 if you get all three letters right.
Digital video disc?
Yes, I believe that's it.
I get $100.
All right. No, Miguel, is that the correct response?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that the right answer?
That is right.
Fantastic.
That's right.
All right, now he gets $100, so he's only down one.
Oh, yeah, he's two incorrect and one correct.
All right.
Down one.
Let's talk to a Mike in Baldwin Park. Your question.
Good question. Right. Yeah, that was good. Right. That was good.
All right, I'll ask Sam, is this a $100 question? How many inches in a yard?
No, he knows that.
Malibu Dan?
36.
That is correct.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, no.
Okay. No, he doesn't count. He didn't say
it. Oh,
he said
sorry.
All right, Jason in Los Angeles, stump the monkey.
All right, how many 3-cent stamps are in a dozen?
Well, there's
Hold on a sec. Sam?
Go ahead. Yes.
That's a money question.
How many 3-cent stamps are in a dozen?
In a dozen.
There's no such thing as a 3-cent stamp. Yes!
All right. There is such thing as a 3-cent stamp. It's sort of a trick question. How many 3-cent stamps in a dozen?
He knew it was a trick question.
Well, there's 12 in a dozen. Oh, 12.
12. There you go. All right. You got it wrong.
I'm back down to two?
There are 3-cent stamps.
There are three. No, there aren't there now like 43 cents?
No. But there's
you can buy 3 cents. So,
like a postcard is not 30. No, what is it? 40.
I thought everything you put in the mail, you have to put a 41-cent stamp.
No,
on.
That's not true.
You're 43.
Mailing a postcard, it's cheaper, isn't it?
I think it's cheaper.
Really?
All right, stump the monkey 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, Malibu Dan.
Yes.
Here's the question for you, young man. How many professional football teams in the state of California? Sam, yes or no?
Absolutely, yes.
NFL teams in California, how many?
That would be two. Do I have to name them?
Yes.
The Oakland Raiders and the 49ers.
All right, that's wrong.
The San Diego Chargers.
Yes.
Oh, God, no! Damn it! Come on! Damn it!
He's hitting his head now.
Isn't there something your teachers used to tell you in elementary school about...
Don't hit yourself in the head?
No, don't hit yourself in the head. But just to, like, reason things out or go... Isn't there something that Malibu isn't... Isn't his
maybe
thought
right. I need to,
process?
I don't know.
I need to spend more time thinking about the question.
Take your time.
Maybe not
I just
answer.
Feel, take your time.
Just feel.
Take your time.
Check your work. I'm looking at the money. It's really hot in this freaking place. Did they turn the EC out after?
Yeah, they do shut it down.
Yeah.
All right.
It's too hot to know there's such
the
thing
monkey.
As a 3-cent stamp.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Senator Barack Obama is a senator from which state?
Sam?
Absolutely, yes.
Here we go. We got the okay. It's a money question.
It's a money question.
Now, this is the one.
Money it up.
He has a 1 in 50 chance.
Yes.
I do, right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is
I'm taking my time.
Yeah. From what state?
Right.
He's been in the news.
I want to say, can I ask one hint question? I mean, come on, you could break it up in half, 25-25, it's still.
All right, it's not Hawaii. Is that your?
No. Is it East Coast or West Coast?
Midwest.
Oh, man.
You're just, euchred, huh?
Yeah, just pinhold myself in a lose-lose situation.
Pinhold himself?
Pigeonholed or?
Pigeonholed the corn.
Pinned himself against the, I don't know.
All right, hold on.
All right.
No, I'm almost there. No, it's not the Dakotas.
Oh, God.
I can move down a little bit. You know what? Can I say?
You ready to answer? Sure.
I do want to say Texas. Is it Iowa? Nebraska?
The answer is the correct answer is Illinois.
You know what? I was even going to say Chicago.
Well, when he
that would have been wrong.
That would have been also. But why? It's Chicago, Illinois.
It's Chicago's a city. We asked this first.
All right, Jim on the 405, and remember, Dan, don't answer until we get a money question. Jim on the 405, you're on 97.1. Okay. How are you?
Yeah. What does BMW stand for?
Sam Simon.
Oh, he knows that. No.
Danny?
He has an auto show.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah, but that was a good question.
David in La Puente, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
I think we've discovered Malibu's area of expertise is identifying the initials.
Yes.
He got DVD and BMW.
No,
You don't want to scratch that scale.
You're killing me.
I think you have a gift at that.
I told Sam today I'd wash his Bentley for him. I wash your car for you because I'll let you drive it. I go, please let me drive it. I'll wash your car.
Watch this. This is an old favorite of mine. What does DC stand for in Washington, DC?
Oh, District Columbia.
What?
District Columbia? Columbia?
No, I'll give you that. CIA, what does that
stand for? Is that a money question?
Can we make these money questions?
No. Here's another all-time favorite. Yeah, what does CIA stand for?
What, Central Investigation Agency?
Yeah.
Yeah. Daddy learned something after the 17th, 18th time being
Daddy got it wrong, baby.
What do you mean?
It's not the...
Central?
Yes.
Is it Central, right?
It's Central's correct.
Investigation?
No.
Internal?
No.
Interracial? A bunch of blacks and whites hanging out?
No.
I guess he doesn't have a...
Central...
The initials is not his.
The initials.
It turns
Central
out.
Is good. Agency is good.
And I said internal. What did I say?
Internal investigation.
So what other? I need an I, right?
Yeah, right.
You sure do.
Intelligent.
There you go. Intelligence.
Jeez, man.
Yes.
We intelligent. Right.
Central Intelligent Agency.
And what does FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
There you go.
That's right.
Without a trace, baby.
Nothing but net.
TV, you can learn from TV.
All right, let's talk to Nathan on the 210. A question for Stump the Monkey.
Hey, I wanted to know, can you spell the word stupid backwards without making a mistake on the first try?
All right. Is that good?
Yeah, try that.
All right, here's a money question. Stupid backwards without writing it down and not making a mistake.
D-I-P-U-T-S.
Made a mistake.
No.
That's not fair. That was just a slip.
You said S before
no,
T.
No, that is not fair. I will fight that.
We'll listen back to it. Well, the judges will have us listen back to it. Okay. Is good. Agency is good.
And I said internal? What did I say?
Oh,
internal
do we have to replay
investigation.
This?
Investigation.
Come on, dude. So what other... I need an I, right?
Yeah,
you sure do.
Intelligent.
You
what do I do
go.
To you, Jerry?
All right, here we're coming up on it.
We intelligent.
Central Intelligent Agency.
And what does FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
There you go.
Without a trace, baby.
Nothing but net.
TV, you can learn from TV.
All right, let's talk to Nathan on the 210. A question for Stump the Monkey.
Hey, I wanted to know, can you spell the word stupid backwards without making a mistake on the first try?
All right. Is that good?
Yeah, try that.
All right, here's a money question. Stupid backwards without writing it down and not making a mistake.
D-I-P-U-S, it's U-T-S.
Okay.
Come on.
I think we don't allow that.
You will allow that?
Because I think there was a mistake. in a spelling bee, you would have they would have said, "Get off the stage, give us your number, and go home."
That's correct.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sorry.
We need. There's four of us. We need a fifth person to judge.
What did? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
What did Sam Simon say to you when you were trying to figure out the NFL teams in the state of California?
To slow down.
Yes.
Why'd You're
you,
right.
Why'd you go so fast? When
just
you...
to get it over with, maybe.
All right, now do it again, just for fun.
D-I-P-U-T-S.
There you go.
Oh, see, right. That's $100 I lost.
All right.
Why are you looking at me? You look really disappointed.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
So just for verification of scoring, Tim, that this was incorrect.
You should give
correct?
Him that one. That was a
all right. Sam
flaw.
Wants to give it to him.
All right,
you
thank you.
All right,
thank you.
All
That's
yours.
Very nice of him, and I agree with him.
All right, Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a question?
Yeah, I got a good question, a good money question.
It's getting hot.
What is John Wilkes Booth famous for doing at Ford's Theater?
Great question.
Sam, money question?
Absolutely.
Money question.
Sure.
John Wilkes Booth, what did he do?
Well, he charged people to go see movies.
Ah.
What do you mean?
I'll give you a huge hint. He shot a president to death.
Roosevelt?
Oh, my gosh.
Kennedy? Kennedy.
At Ford's Theater, the man said.
Ford. He shot Ford.
No, there's no audio of it or videotape of it.
Look, man, then how do we know that this even happened?
He's got you there.
Some eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
He shot a very famous president.
Really famous. In the noggin, too.
But he said to death.
To death.
I think he shot him in the head.
In Dallas?
No.
No.
Then where?
Ford's Theater.
Yeah, I know, but where? Well, where?
Let's just say where Ford's Theater is.
Ford's Theater. It's in Washington, D.C.
Oh, George Washington.
No.
No? I'm trying to get a hint from one of you guys.
He had a beard.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yay!
Yeah. No. I argue that. Some people say that the bullet is not what killed him. It's the surgery. Oh. Removing the bullet.
All right. Otherwise, you had it down, right?
That'd be incorrect, right?
Yep. The surgery.
Yes, It's true. They didn't have
Why did he have the surgery?
To get the bullet. Bullets are pretty uncomfortable, Tim. Yeah, you got to remove them.
But if the guy didn't put a shell into his into his head, he wouldn't have had the surgery.
Well, you do speak some
They didn't operate on him just because he was walking down the street of
But they say that
the Washington, D.C.
But removing the bullet is what killed him.
All right. So maybe you do get that, and your history is better than ours.
So maybe the 12 presidents that you listed before you said Abraham Lincoln, maybe you're right, actually, ultimately.
Oh, surgery killed all of them.
Truth is, we don't even know if it happened. There's no one really.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. Your questions for Malibu Dan, Stump the Monkey. Sam Simon joins
Malibu
us.
Malibu is down $400.
That's correct, yes.
That's not bad.
You're going to need to make a real run here.
Yeah,
Conway Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.